What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to A Gal and a Gay podcast, Pop Culture Connoisseurs. Jesus. This is what happens when I start the podcast. This is episode 173 of A Gal and a Gay Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Mick. Thank you so much for joining us on a big day as Disney Plus finally launched. And I was up about the same time I'm normally up every day, but I will tell you that I got up just a few minutes early because I was ready to watch.
You're so excited.
The first episode of The Mandalorian, and it did not disappoint. And I didn't have any problems logging in. I know a lot of other people did have some problems, which I'm not really surprised about because
I'm
this
not
is
surprised
the launch
about it either. Yeah.
Of so a huge streaming service.
I've read several articles about it. A lot of people having trouble logging on. They're not being able to log on at first, especially in the when it first launched at, I think it rolled out at midnight at across different time zones. So a lot of people have been having trouble and there's been some glitches, which is, I just think it's expected. I was expecting it. I mean, it's a huge, there's millions of people trying to access the same thing at one time. There's going to be issues. So I had a little bit of trouble this morning. I logged in around 10 a.m. Central time, and it took me a couple tries to I had to refresh it a few times for it to connect, but then after that I really didn't have any problems and I haven't had any problems since. So,
and you just signed up yesterday?
I did just sign up yesterday. So so I was really anticipating it, and it was, so far I'm very impressed. I really haven't watched anything. I've just been looking through the various titles that are available, and it's impressive, I must say. There's so much, it's so much of a nostalgia factor. There's just so many movies and cartoons on there that I had forgotten about. Like, there's old school Mickey Mouse cartoons on there that I remember watching as a kid, and I'm excited to watch those. So
again, we'll talk about the Mandalorian a little bit later, but the one thing that really jumped out at me is how it looks, how it's set up. I really like it a lot. I like how they have everything set up. It's clean, it's crisp. It's better than, I feel like it's better than Netflix, and I hate Hulu's. I hate its interface.
Yes.
So
I do
too. Much.
I really
can't find anything. I don't know where anything's at. It's
right.
A mess.
It's a mess. And like, you can't even just find stuff that you might like, at least Netflix will feature some of its new stuff, like something that's new or something that's been popular, they'll feature it, but Hulu doesn't really seem to do that very well. And it's very frustrating. I would agree with that, but I do like that. I like the interface too. You can look at all the titles and then it breaks it down by Disney and then Marvel and then Star Wars and Pixar. So it's really easy to navigate it. And even when you go into some of the subcategories, they have them broken out by like 90s throwbacks or here's.
I was just in that. I just clicked the Muppet movie. I cannot wait to watch it.
And they have collections that you can do. So they have like Disney collections from like movies and shows from the 60s and even the 30s and 40s, like things that were made. So you could breaks it out by decade, which I think is really cool too. So again, it's just it's really great so far. And I think for the $7 a month that I'm paying for it, I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So far.
I signed up a couple months ago when they had, I don't know, it's crazy, ridiculous amount that it's, I think, 143 divided by 12, Yeah, I'm paying like $3.80 a month for the first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, it's definitely worth it just to go through and look at some of the titles they have, from Remember the Titans to some of the old, these old Mickey Mouse cartoons. They even have Steamboat Willie on there. They have
every animated film, even some of the more obscure ones that you may have watched when you were a kid, like there's Sword of the Stones on there, The Rescuers Down Under's on there, which I'm really excited to watch. They even have a Mickey Christmas Carol, which is almost impossible to find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited that I watched it a lot as a kid. And they have the Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad. I don't know if you remember that, but that was from, I think, the 60s or 70s. And I'm excited to watch that one too. So it's just, there's a lot of things, like I was scrolling through and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. I'm really excited to watch it.
And like you mentioned, some of their subcategories are fun and they make sense, like fun mysteries, best friends, action adventure. This is great.
They also have a lot of the old school, I call them old school, but when I was growing up in the 90s, there was, you know, Disney had a block of entertainment in the afternoons, which consisted of like Tailspin and DuckTales and the Gummy Bears and Darkwing Duck and Gargoyles, and they have all that on there.
Oh my God. Gummy Bears is on here.
Gummy Bears is on there.
Right.
Which is, yeah, I know.
One of the best theme music.
And I loved Tailspin. They have Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
They have
all these great classic early 90s cartoons that were very popular with my group and your generation as well. So it's just grew up watching that. So I'm really excited to watch some of those too. Again, just for the nostalgia factor alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's again, these are just things you haven't thought about in years, and then you see it and like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I, major props to Disney. I mean, they know what they're doing.
They do.
Not only that, they have a lot of the Fox titles that they acquired. They have the X-Men animated series from the 1990s that I used to watch too. So a lot of people are excited for that. And they have the whole catalog of The Simpsons, which I did watch a few episodes of The Simpsons right before we started podcasting today. I'm excited for that. Just because I can. So yeah, that's exciting.
This is definitely worth it. I will say that I do get a year of Apple TV free, but there are only a few titles. Like, it really, and especially with as much content as Disney has, if I was Apple, I'd be a little embarrassed.
I would agree.
Five shows and
I haven't even really gotten around to watching any, because they do have some of their shows. Apple TV has some of their shows up for free right now that you can preview, you know, watch a few episodes. I haven't watched any of them yet, so I mean, there are a few that I want to watch. I just haven't got, like, I was more excited for Disney Plus than I would probably be on Disney Plus for several more days before I go to anything else right now. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I was just looking that they have the new Anna Kendrick Christmas movie. Oh, with Shirley MacLaine in it as well.
Oh, I didn't know Shirley MacLaine was in it. So,
Weezer.
So, and you know, when they first announced Disney Plus, you know, Disney and talked about some of the original shows that are coming to the platform, you know, a lot of those aren't out yet, besides The Mandalorian that was out, and then Lady and the Tramp, which is a live action Lady and the Tramp, that's another original that's out. But I mean, there are other good, Encore, which is a show with Kirsten Bell, and they get people who did theater is like in high school, they get them back together to do musicals that they did in school, which I think is a fun idea. And then, you know, there's a few other original series and movies that are out there now. So, but there's more coming. So,
right.
You know, and there's a whole documentary about it on Disney Plus right now, just about how they're expanding the Marvel Universe to this platform. So there you go.
Well, Disney is doing it right. I'm sorry that some people weren't able to log in when they wanted to log in, but
yeah, I would just say to those people, give it time. They'll get the kinks worked out. It's a new platform. There's a lot of people logging on at the same time. It's going to happen in any digital platform you have that has a influx like that. It's going to happen. So yeah, just give it time. Keep trying.
Yeah. Little Mermaid, Aladdin, The Rescuers. Holy cow.
Yeah. The Rescuers Down Under, The Great Mouse Detective, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Both sister acts are on there. Both National Treasure that. Movies. I think all the Muppet movies are on there. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff.
It's funny you mentioned The Simpsons because I'm looking at trending right now, and it's actually The Simpsons is right up there at the top that's trending.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first places besides, I think, at the FX app had them, where you can stream all 30 seasons. So it's just, you know, there's not a lot of places you can go and watch every Simpsons episode. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
I know.
So anyway, I mean, we've only kind of scratched the surface with Disney Plus, but it's definitely something to check out, and yeah, it's definitely something to consider. I know a lot of people I know, they've been talking about, oh my gosh, I feel like now I spend more money on these streaming services than I did on cable, which we knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
Sooner or later. But you know, this one I think is definitely,
I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, just for the content alone. I mean, especially if you have kids, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on there to keep them entertained, but then there's stuff on there for adults who want to relive their childhood a little bit. And like I said, there's more original Marvel content coming. So it's just, I do think it's worth it. I mean, it's $7 a month right now. So, I mean, that's when you're just getting the regular. And I think Verizon has a deal right now. You sign up with them, you get a year for free. And I think they're also offering a bundling package with this in Hulu and ESPN or something. So anyway, I think it's pretty cost effective for the amount of content you're getting. Yeah. So.
Well, we know what we will be doing and watching.
Yeah.
Next few weeks. And it's just like the perfect time of year, just with perfect the time holidays.
Yep. Yep. Like it's cold today. Like I'm just going to sit on my couch and watch a bunch of stuff. And like, I'm already planning some binge fest with my sister with some of the stuff that's on there, especially some of the Christmas content I'm excited about. So I think, again, Disney knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. So.
Yeah. Oh, and now you can watch Avatar finally.
I know. I was like, oh, look, there's Avatar. I won't watch it. The only person who hasn't seen it, and I really have no interest.
That's fair.
Maybe
that's
one fair. Day, once I've watched everything else on Disney Plus.
So it was also a big day for us and our podcast, because we had a really fun morning. We got a chance to chat with Katie Ryan Schamberger of NKC Magazine, and she's working on an article about our podcast. It's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And I know we talked her ear off. So Katie, we apologize.
It was supposed to just be a quick interview, and I think it turned into almost an hour. So we are sorry, Katie. Thank you for interviewing us. We're excited to see it. And I think it's a larger piece on just Kansas City-based podcasts. So, and there's a lot of us out there.
And we need to give a shout-out to Casey Geeks, because Angie is the reason that Katie found us.
Exactly. So thank you, Angie, at Casey Geeks. And if you haven't seen Casey Geeks, it's caseygeeks.com, full of geeky stuff in the Kansas City area.
Yes. And Casey Geeks, Angie's always looking out for us, and we need to have her back on the podcast. And I'm actually messaging her right now as we speak to get that set up, because I know that she has a lot to talk about especially this time of year. I feel like this is we're kind of getting into that time of year where everyone gets excited about the next few weeks, not just about the holidays, but new things. And we're getting to the beginning of the year, and people, you know, besides New Year's resolutions, people are looking to, you know, make some changes, find new podcasts, new forms of entertainment. And there are a lot of local podcasts and things like that that you can find. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully we can do that soon. I bet she has some thoughts on Disney Plus as well. And the Star Wars and Mandalorian.
I bet. Yes, we are so close. All right. So the Mandalorian, I think we've got to that time now where I have I have a few extra minutes.
Yes, go ahead. I'm timing you though.
You are. Okay, that's fair.
No,
that's
I'm not.
Well, you should, because I could go on for a long time about this.
I know.
So it is definitely old school Star Wars. Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, they have definitely created something that I think a lot of Star Wars fans of the original trilogy have been looking for. There's still a lot of things that we have to discover in The Mandalorian, and I know that they have set us up for some pretty fun reveals, and there are several Easter eggs that I saw in this first episode, which was released today with Disney Plus. The second episode comes out Friday, and then it will then be released on a weekly basis starting the following, I think, following Tuesday. So you don't have to wait very long for the second episode, but then it's going to go weekly. And we've talked about this, Kitty, that I really appreciate the weekly releases. Mm-hmm. I know I know you love to binge, and I do too, certain things, but there is something to be said with spreading it out, kind of building that anticipation of what comes next. There's time for people to have discussions on, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's on Reddit, which I am really trying desperately to stay away from the Star Wars leaks on Reddit, because right now it's bad, bad, bad. Not just
for
Rise of the Skywalker, even though everyone thinks they know what's going to happen. And I love hearing there are these test screenings and they have to start over with Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my God.
We've talked about this for years. Lucasfilm does not do test screenings. It's just these clickbait, these people who try to get others to click and watch stuff so they can make money. Anyway, long story short, the problem with the Star Wars leaks Reddit right now is that there was a big reveal at the end of this first episode of The Mandalorian, and there is a screen grab of it. And it's not even like, you know, on some of the Reddit posts, if you've looked at Reddit, it's just like, you can just put like spoiler alert, or here comes, you know, I can't believe this has happened, but they attached an image to what you would scroll through, and it's right there.
Yeah.
And it's just, I wish they would.
Well,
TV Guide. Remember us talking about
TV Guide.
Who died on The Walking Dead? Well, the picture of the character that you have attached to your fucking article.
Yeah, I know.
But so that's what I'm trying to stay off. I'm not trying to stay off of it for the Rise of Skywalker, because, you know, there's so many leaks here and there, but no one knows any leaks yet. And I'm very interested to see when they have the screening for that next month. Anyway, back to The Mandalorian. Lots of Easter eggs there. And there are fun little Easter eggs where I'm watching and I'm just like, why couldn't we have done this in The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi? Like little things that would make sense without pulling you out of the story that they're trying to tell, which let's not get into The Last Jedi. But yeah, just they've done a great job. This feels more like Star Wars.
That's good. That's good. I mean, and I think they're targeting the diehard fans with this series, I think, especially with the launch of Die Hard with the Disney Plus, they know that's one of the big draws of that is that there is all the Star Wars content and they know the fans are going to go there. So it's probably a good mm-hmm. thing that they're doing a show that is like old school Star Wars, and maybe to appease some of them who are really not happy with The Last Jedi, which was a lot most people. So, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to make up for it. So it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it tie into the larger universe? I have not watched The Mandalorian yet, but I am going to. So
without giving any spoilers away, it is set 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically, from what we've read and what we know, that it's going to sort of set up a little bit how the First Order started to gain momentum. And I think the big reveal at the end of this first episode, we're going to get some answers to a couple questions that Star Wars fans have been wondering for 40 something years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. Just from the cinematography to it's fun. There is a little violence there. You know, there are, again, all these little Easter eggs. It kind of like Rogue One did fairly well. Stuff that looks familiar and characters that sort of look familiar. And it just really adds to the overall experience of knowing that it's set in this universe. And I'm just excited to see how it's going to tie into some of the other TV shows, and also if it's going to tie into the movies at all. So, it does sort of. So we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, it's only 40 minutes. The first episode's only 40 minutes. It does a really nice job of setting up who this character is. We still don't know his name. We haven't seen his face. Because obviously it's Pedro Pascal, uh-huh. and we definitely want to see his face. So
definitely.
Hopefully we get that soon.
Yeah. Okay.
But definitely, it's definitely worth it. And I will say, I've been talking to a couple of my friends who have not been pleased with the new Star Wars movies,
mm-hmm.
and they were pleasantly surprised that they think that they will probably enjoy this a little bit better than the last two movies, just because it feels more like the Star Wars they're used to. And not to say that you want it to always feel exactly the same, but it you know, when you're a fan of a franchise like this since you were a kid or for decades,
right,
it's nice to kind of feel like you're kind of back in the middle of it instead of trying to, it seems like they were trying to recreate something
mm-hmm.
That didn't necessarily need a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm. No, I get you.
So, and it's also interesting the way they're releasing the show once a week, except for the first week. We will, by the time The Rise of Skywalker comes out in December, we will have spent more hours and more time with these characters than we will have with Rey, Poe, and Finn. So, which is kind of interesting when you think about it.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Like, yeah. So, but yeah. So, and it is interesting how they decided to release it, because the final episode of The Mandalorian will be one week after Rise of Skywalker.
Hmm.
So these next few weeks are going to be, you know, pretty Star Wars intensive.
Do you think The Mandalorian is going to have any element that ties into Rise of the Skywalkers?
I don't know.
I wonder.
That's a good question. That's kind of what
because it makes, I mean, wondering. It would make sense why they're sort of launching it around the same time. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if there is some sort of Easter egg mm-hmm. that ties it to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Because it's all anyway. Canon, right? It's all the same universe. It's all, so.
So it's all canon.
Right.
So. So anyway, it's so yeah. Hard,
that's what they'll do. But, you know, Disney, that's probably what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so it's definitely worth it. So I highly, highly recommend checking it out.
Glowing review of Disney Plus. Really though, I think it's totally worth it for the amount you're paying per month for the content. Oh. I think it's totally worth it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe you can download.
Yeah, they let you download stuff, I believe.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, there's like a limit or whatever, but yeah, so.
Yeah, you can download a movie or a show and take it with you to the, you know, to school mm-hmm. or work or wherever.
If you're on a plane or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, yep, highly recommend it, guys.
Yep, highly recommended. Okay, so that's it for this episode. You can find us on social media. We don't have a streaming service yet, but maybe someday.
You never know. You never know.
But you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at A Gal and a Gay. So just follow us and like us and, you know, tell us what you think about Disney Plus, because we'd like to hear other people's thoughts and what they think's a hit, what's a miss, if there's any misses. So yeah. So just find us. We also have a website, agalandagaypodcast.com. You can follow us there too. So yeah, that's it.
Excellent. All right. Until next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.